At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Reminder, you can always stay and play at Comfort Inn Somerset. It's Cale Berger, Sebastian Curtin here in studio with me. You may have heard him in the past on Let's Go Golfing, ESPN Cleveland.
Yeah, 850 WK.
You might have heard him on or heard his work or seen his work on 18 Holes. You can catch it on AT&T Sportsnet.
Well, I'm not really in the show. I'm driving the RV and doing some social media.
Yeah, you're behind the scenes on that. PGA Tour Live, going to do some seasonal work there. Mm-hmm. And you also caddy.
Looper. I'm a looper.
You're a looper at Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Going to be in 2 weeks. Very excited about it. It's America's oldest country club.
Nice.
Pumped. Be a good time.
Love to see it. We are sharing our most embarrassing golf stories at 412-928-9370. Just a couple more minutes for you if you want to jump on and share here your most embarrassing golf moments. I'm going to share mine here in a second. But, Sebi, it's moving day. PGA Championship, Oak Hill Country Club, Rochester, New York. Rain in the forecast. Right now, three-way tie for the lead at 5-under. Scheffler, Hovland, and Corey Connors. Who do you think is ultimately going to pull this one out? Now, remember last year, Southern Hills, Justin Thomas won his second PGA Championship, coming back from seven shots down, mainly because Mito Pereira had a similar collapse to the one I had last night. But seven shots back is what Justin Thomas came back from. What do you think ultimately will be the winning? Who do you think will be hoisting the Wanamaker Trophy on Sunday evening?
I'm going to go with Victor Hovland.
You're going to stick with Hovland.
I think it's time. I think his game is finally in the right place. I think his short game is finally in the right place. And this is going to be...
He's worked on that a ton.
This is going to be how many pars can you save type of tournament, especially with the weather today. People are going to miss greens. The rough is thick. Can you one putt? I'm excited for him to win a major, and I think this could be it. I really do. I think he just has to get past today because I think he's finally ready for... You know, tomorrow's going to be good weather. I think he's finally... What do you call it? I don't know. He's just, battle-tested. I think he's lost.
Like
he's been there. He knows the gut feeling you get on the first tee on a Sunday when you're in contention. And I think this golf course is fits him.
I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
Wow, what a hot take.
Well, it's not a hot take. I mean, the guy is tied for the lead here, and he's been the most consistent golfer over the last year and a half. And I think consistency is something that'll really win you this golf tournament at Oak Hill.
He just doesn't make mistakes.
He doesn't. Some guys are too up and down. He's consistent. He plays within himself. He does not put himself in bad situations. And when he does, I don't think there's a guy who's better on the tour right now than Scottie Scheffler at getting out of it. You know, his short game's impeccable. He's great out of the bunker. He's great off the tee. He does everything well. If there's anything, that's maybe the putting a little bit. But I think it's the short game around the greens that's most important here. And Scottie Scheffler's been really, really good at that. I think he has the experience. I think he has the mental toughness to get through this. He is so battle-tested, like you said, like you saying that Hovland is now. Scottie's been in contention so many times over the last year and a half. He's so consistent. I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler. And I think that that ultimately, like, he'll get to 10 under, 11 under. I think that he'll be in double digits. I think that playing this golf course all the way on the fourth day, on Sunday, tomorrow, when the weather's better, with the way that he can play, I think that Scottie Scheffler is going to take this and win his second major.
Bryson and Brooksy playing together. Is that good for the both of them or bad? I think they both play really well, or they both play really crappy, because I think they're over the whole,
I think they bury,
I don't like you anymore.
They bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
Well, they screwed around on Liv.
I still don't think Brooks likes this guy.
But yeah, but I think DeChambeau buried the hatchet.
I don't know. In his yard. Yeah, I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's must watch.
You
I'm
know
so
what's
going to
be interesting? Yeah, they tee off at 2:30 today. What's going to be interesting is the pace of play.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the pace of play, and maybe is DeChambeau going to get stroked? I mean, we'll see.
We're going to get some all-time eye rolls by Brooksy.
Oh, absolutely. We are going to see petty Brooksy on full display.
Need it.
Let's take a quick call here before I tell this story. Let's go to Dan. Dan, do you have an embarrassing golf story for us?
No, this is Derek.
Derek. Oh, sorry, Derek. Call screen says Dan. What's up, Derek?
So you guys read my tweet, but I don't know if you read it on the radio, but so we were playing, it was me and another three of my friends and my brother included. We were playing at Stonehouse Golf Club in Williamsburg, and it's not an embarrassing story in terms of like playing. It's just an embarrassing story. So me and my buddy, we go into the clubhouse to get drinks and things like that for the turn.
Oh, Derek, by the way, I'm reading your tweet right now. Keep it as PG as you can.
Oh, I will. Okay. I won't say anything bad. Don't worry. So we come out of the clubhouse, and my buddy is on his Reddit, and he forgets that he's on his speaker.
Oh no!
So he opens up his Reddit. He's like, "Dude, look at this!" And he had it on full blast.
Oh, say no more.
I don't,
Derek.
I was gonna say,
Derek.
It was a porno. I'm not gonna say anything.
Derek, I appreciate the call. Thank you, brother.
Yes, for not middle school stories, golf stories. Come on, guy. Come on, Derek.
Oh no, that's terrifying.
Get to your story.
I gotta tell the story here. Okay, here's what happened. So, old Stonewall yesterday, 18th hole. I've already gone through the ringer here. I found 7 fairway bunkers. They put them there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Because bad golfers are going to find them. That's where they're going to hit the ball. And that's where I hit the ball all day yesterday. Okay? So I am on the 18th. We're approaching the clubhouse. It's obviously a beautiful castle. There's some sort of
There's a wedding.
A prom.
It's a wedding.
There's a wedding on the upper balcony. They're all overlooking the 18th hole here. I hit a drive into the 7th fairway bunker of the day. I lay up to get out of it. I have about 100 yards in. And then I notice there's all these people that are on the upper balcony watching us.
And mind you, I'm on the green waiting for Caleb.
He's waiting me on the green, and I have an approach shot here. And I go to hit my shot, and it gets in my head. I see all these people watching. I see the gallery. And for the first time in a very, very long time in an actual round of golf, I shank my 52 degree. Shank it completely. Shoots off to the right. Everyone's looking at me going, oh no. Into the fescue. And now have like a 60-yard shot. Okay? Up in the crap. I have to hit this thing out. I try to get it out, swing it as hard as I can to knock it out of this tall grass. And I smoke it over the green.
It was just your body language. You kept on saying before he shot, this is bad. This is really,
this is
really
bad.
This is horrible.
I smoke it over the green into the next fescue. I walk over there. They're razzing me. They're giving me crap. It's terrible. But I'm also laughing at myself because I know. I'm like, this is just ridiculous. I go to chip out of that. I barely get it onto the fringe.
Chunk city.
I chunk city out of the fescue. And then I proceed to chip on. And I did one putt it, though. But I ended up taking a triple bogey. And these guys are just going, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. And then I walk by and I'm like, guys, what are you going to do? I had a great line. I was walking off, and I said, they're like, my man, what happened? And I'm like, you know, it just happens, guys. The gallery got to me. I'm like, that's okay. I'll take a 75.
They liked it.
They got a kick out of that line.
You're a good sport about it.
It was not a 75, more like a 95.
Yeah, the group behind us might have got the worst out of it.
Oh, yeah. They were, whoa, you know, and putts are going in and stuff. But they kind of, they were waste managing it.
It was
great.
They
were kind of like, you know, pumping up the crowd a little bit. So I liked
it. It's a great area for a cocktail party.
Absolutely. All right, Scottie Scheffler, Victor Hovland, those are the picks. Who do you think's going to take this tournament? Tweet me, at @Kale_Berger, also Going Low Fan on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. Sebi, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Appreciate it.
That
I
was fun.
I want to call in more.
I need you to call in. We need to make you a staple.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.